I guess in the Perkei Mishnah Aleph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We brought further on, but
what?
We're near the end of that paragraph in my kushya.
We'll back up there.
Yeah.
What does it mean? In other words, if I have a cheshma, lemoshel, if I could do something for, you know, in 3 days, and it's taking 10 days, I say, why did I do it in 10 days? I could have done it in 3 days. So that's a cheshma. In other words, I could do it less time. My Kodesh Baruch Hu, he could do everything instantly. So the shaila of why did it take, why he could have done it in one maima, that's kind of, it's a strange way of saying it. It's also strange, the maskana that. But I'm putting in extra time so that you'll become more liable. You know, if you didn't need to, then it's not really right, not fair. If I paid the work, don't pay them. Wouldn't be a reason to. That's the marshal thing that it's very short on stands. For eat the Lashek, humble the Kibbutz Baruch. They've only given birth to Kibbutz Lama. There's also, I mean, on a person, say, because if I spend $10,000 and $1,000, I can say, okay, that makes it. But Klapek and Baruch, I mean, a Therma Mars is the gift of not for him. Ramazo Pirisha, Epsha Lichter Kalabiba, my Mechla Lichter, a Therma Mars. So Ramam says that the Ikit Duggish is. You could have written it in one sentence, and you wrote it out in many halakim. That's telling us ki'ilu how good the world is. So it's more of a duggish on how good the world is to us. How good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us just by talking more about it. The main point is how you wrote it. How do you do it? What do you do? We would say, we have no idea. That's is a number that is 10 pratim, and it also is one of 10. It's the first number that has in itself a larger personality than the individual details. That's the mahus of 10. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 so that the entire world be fit to capture more than the pratim in the world. And that's where Shchina comes in. If the world created one maima, one is one. One is what it is. One never has more to it than what it is. 10 people have themselves a group. They have themselves another mahus which goes beyond the pratim. Olam Haba is created with Yud, because again, Yud is something that shares the world of Kedusha, because Kedusha is always something that contains an intangible within itself, which is the exact description of this. So the Dalit in itself, and he'll explain it soon, Dalit represents a physical span. Dalit is Reichav and Eirich, which is physical surface, and it has the Yud in it. The Olam Haba is just the Yud, and that's a world that's Kuloi on the Kudu. There's no Hemshav, there's nothing more than that. It's a Sarah, and it contains in itself a Ruchis. This world is a Hay, which is a Dalit, which is a very physical element, and it contains in itself a Yud, a hidden Yud. Dalit is the accurate representation of a physical world, because it has in itself the breath, which is the full scheme of a flat world, this world. Kasha b'tzuras hadal kavnish of reicha bekavnish vayre, is a reich vayre. Umayre hadova zal ispashus hashetach leif reicha. And b'meila, you have the physical attributes of length and width. B'doz about a kavnish of reicha, b'vaz Hashem kadal umayre ispashus hashetach leif reicha, v'az cholos elman zeh hagashmi, k'ma she the Nekud in it is Roisei. The Nekud is she Yud, the Dalit when a Dalit. Acha He is Roshei Dvar. A He has two parts, and these two parts are not connected. Sometimes you have Oisees that have two so-called parts above and a Zion, a Ches, whatever, and they're connected. That makes the letter. Here, Adrabe, it's not connected. The Nekud she Yud, the Dalit when a Dalit. Acha He is Roshei Dvar, Dalit when a Yud. Hadalit meira l'scholos is pashus hagashmi, v'ayud meira sh'olam hazeh mekabel mailo yer nevdalos. Be'ein ha'olam hazeh gashim v'kol v'kol. So even though this world itself is by a larger physical world, but it has in itself enough nekuda, it's not physical. V'lekach ha'yudi b'der hadal v'adam kab ha'yud v'en ha'yud negea. Ke'ein hadalva sh'ud nevdol v'ulim hagashmi. So you have the relationship of that Dalit with the Yud side is, again, the Yud is something that sort of, the word floats beyond, is beyond, and it's contained within the Dalit, it's associated with the Dalit, but it's above and it's beyond. So this world would be just pieces, it would be physical pieces. There would be no sem aðlum sem að það er þessu í þessu náttúrulega. By the way, when you have the famous Chalvina, where they're waiting for the Tzirov of the Mitzar of the 11th, it's important to understand the following. When a person creates a shutfist with a Russia, he's affected by it, like by a Shafat and so on, because if you mishabit to something, that's not good. You become not good to some degree also. And therefore, it's megarea. Because you have 10 samimonim and the chalm of 11, once you create a tzibur, within a tzibur, the person can become bottled to the tzibur and become toiv also. In other words, the same person who, being mashpia on a personal level, is dangerous because his shita zeisk affects me and so on. In a context of a tzibur, that tends to become bottled, and that's why the chalvna can be mispatel. It's only because you're able to have a tzibur come out of it. He says, well, the thing that I will use, yeah. So the fact that the world's favorite Sperma Morris shows that the world has a dimension of Kedusha to it. The Olakacha Makimizesh of Oilam Asamras, the Kacho Yishayim Shema Abdin Ho'ilam, Shesha Negis Akedusha, Yitnadin Alze. So now, in other words, it's not just we have 10 different Yanim that are very Hashim, and Yishayim are destroying water and Rakia and this and that. It's Rishayim are destroying something that is much greater than this world, and that is the ruchnis within the world. They can have some effect on that, and that's where the dust is set in. Rashi also says, "Merzal Madrigal Yehi Kedusha Shloilam." Well, the Kacha Makimizesh Shloilam Basar Mamaris, the Kacha Shem Zan Oilam Zeshem Madrigal Kedusha Yita Din Al Zek. So. There's a certain chil hakodesh, just like a chil Hashem is big averus. A certain chil hakodesh where they're being mereikin shchina from this world. A tzaddikim shemekayim oilam shebasar mamaris umayir zeh al kiyesh loilam adreg al yonik doisha kafsam gan moi. So in both instances, in the fact that there is in the fact that there's a tenth nekuda above, would say that that becomes ke'ilu, the standard for everything else. It's very interesting. Let's think a little bit about this point. What would be the hechitim to faker? So imagine that one day the world not with 10 mamars, but with 3 mamars or 4 mamars. So you wouldn't have this whole Indian they talk about. Iboyelahu, I will call a hakira. Does it mean that the world would be missing, let's say, the fourth day, they would be missing Shemesh and Yireach and Pechavim, and the world would have only 9 pieces instead of 10 pieces? So cost something. Well, no. The world would have everything we have now, but the Shemesh would have condensed. And put together Mamara, just like the same day he created the things, he would have had one Naima take care of a bunch of things. What's the alternative? So if you learn that the alternative is that you're missing one item, in other words, let's say church together. So what are we missing? Why do we have a Schleimistic world? And you know, what's the issue? So I think the Chiddush here is, but if the world does not have the quality of 10, in other words, the Mamarim are not just there to bring the things into being. In other words, we need kach v'kach things, so we need kach v'kach Mamarim. I think the pshat is, it's a certain way of assembling things and putting things together. If the chalukah is 9, that means there's no koach hatzirus between the protim to create this extra dimension. It's a double pella, but it would be lacking the quality of 10. So I mean, if I have 9 people, these 9 people possess more qualities than 20 other people, that's nothing. If I have 10 pashtim, that's something. But the etzem chalukah allows for a certain distinction that together creates asara. It's the amount, just like when you have, let's take a muscle, when you have people discussing a topic, so there's obviously a tremendous amount of hashivas in how bright the people are and understanding and wise, and that will obviously determine in how good the advice is. But there's another factor that's very important, and that is how many different opinions are there. There's a certain amount of interaction, just like a person learning with a chavrusa. If 2 people with 100 IQ is better than 1 person with 250 IQ, because it's the fact that these are deyas shoynes and chalukos that give it a certain mila that's above any one prat. So with 10 people, it's the same. In the chino of asara, the mila lies in their being distinct entities rather than just, you know, a lot of pieces. So all the pieces that anything associated with a mimer is one nekuda. That's the oifi of it. It's one nekuda. And he says, so the Asara Mamaris was a certain way of grouping them. It's just like, let's give another example. By the Asara Makis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made all the Makis on one side, just like Orif. Orif was a lot of different animals attacking. You could have had the lice also coming then, and you could have inspired him. But if it would have come in one shot, you wouldn't have. It wouldn't be 10 makas. It's just like when we darshan, it's not 10, but it's, you know, it's chamisha, there's ever, there's zam. Since they're not listed as separate makas, they're not separate entities. And they're missing the quality, the quality of having many different. And it adds up to a certain number, specific if there's a chalukah. So Asara Mamaris Nevoilam versus 1, the 1 Maima would have included everything, but it would have included 1 Maima, so its Mitzias is seen as 1. Just like, and let's give another analogy, we can do it. We can divide up the animal kingdom into a zillion types of animals. Every single dog, no 2 dogs are alike, so every dog is a Minifatma. The answer is, I have a certain tfisa. This is min echad, this is another min, this is another min. It's something that I have, that's where I can look at things. That, you know, I can be kaveh, this is one min, this is many minim, and so on. So the Purim also, the Mamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain piece of distinction to all the things. And in the distinction is where you have the milas of Astara. That lies in the fact that they're separate entities, and the mail it adds up to something else. Any questions?
Yeah. I was just going to ask, so if a Rasha, let's say, does an Aveira, and is totally unaware of the mile of the world that it was created with Tin Mamoris, or a Tzaddik does a Mitzvah, if they're blissfully unaware of the mile of the world, why should they be punished or rewarded when they have no hakara to, you know, to the fact that there is this incredible mile in the world?
I don't know. You know, you can ask and you could ask, and if the Russia doesn't know Bichlal about Torah or Mitzvah or Tzivuyim, I don't know, you know, I don't know the answer to that. You can ask everything about it. I mean, it's hard to say that intuitively you could pick up on Shabbos. So what's the, you know, how do you understand it? I don't know. So you have to do it the same way. You have to say that to the gear for people who do know.
Right.
I don't have any other hints.
I'm a little bit confused about the yeshiva started with that. The once you come to 10, so 10 is already the grouping of 10 is a shtickel moira on a mila which doesn't exist in Pratim Bechlal.
Right.
Yet, Basoif, it seems, I understood the yeshiva saying that the pshat is that there's in every single mimer, even between 6 and 7, there's a certain distinction in the fact whether you're up to going from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7. So the mission is referring to both those milas or one of those milas?
No, the mission is referring to the mila that's created from 10, the miuchet.
So why didn't the mission go and compare it to 7, 8, to say, you know, it could have created in 7, 8, and 9, but you can create it in 10?
I believe further on he's going to speak about 7, 8, 9.
Uh-huh.
In other words, the mission is starting that there is no mila of having, the mission is starting to move out the head of a mila. Then the Mishnah will, I believe he speaks later about the difference between 7, 8, and those come together. I'm pretty sure he says it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's his Hemshchah Farm, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Yeah.